Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman here with Daniel Dowdy running for the Board of Education in the Western District. Daniel, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
For sure. Hey, why don't we start just a little bit with your background and what motivated you to run for the Board of Education?
So honestly, this has just been something that I've wanted to do for well over a decade. You know, with my exposure with the child care centers, you know, I've had obviously a lot to do with the kids in Taylor County. We have been a resource for them, and through that, that's just been something that I've really connected with. The Board of Education that we currently have, obviously not including myself, but the other four, you know, I've had a long lasting relationship with them. And it's just been something that I felt like my voice and my position on there, along with theirs, we could really do some positive things for the county. So with respect to that, I just have really so far in the last couple months with doing this interim position, I've really enjoyed the exposure that I've had, and I've honestly learned a lot of things about the county.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, you mentioned the child care centers. I know, you know, we get questions from individuals locally, and they're just questioning, is there a conflict of interest at all with you being a board member to currently, and certainly if you win the election, and the child care center that you've run for years?
Yeah, you know, there potentially could be. And as soon as I had applied for the position for the interim position, when Mr. Sinclair went over to the sheriff election, I at that point had already started divesting my ownership of the company. And that was just something that was a personal reason that I chose, not due to the Board of Education running, but it's just something that was already in place. I have spoke to my fellow board members and our finance treasurer for the Board of Education and the superintendent, and you know, anything that has to do with those entities, you know, I would obviously be recusing myself of, not only now, but in the future. I don't want there to be a conflict of interest or anything with that. You know, my interests are obviously for the kids, but for Taylor County as a whole.
It makes sense. So what do you see as a primary responsibility of a board member?
Honestly, is ensuring that our kids, our teachers, our staff, our personnel have what they need in the community to thrive, and to make sure that we have the resources available to do so. I, one of the biggest things that I've been asked is, you know, what would you do, you know, when you become part of the board? Well, you know, I'm only one of five. It's what we can do. It's, you know, what we can do, what's presented to us. And, you know, there's been a lot of things that have come across so far. And, you know, we really look at this and we look at the best interest of the county. And is it a now thing? Is it a future thing? You know, we really have to put all of those things into play. There's a really good, we have a really good team right now, the five of us.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And how would you measure success as a board member if you're elected?
Honestly, I believe just each entity that I mentioned, being able to succeed in their role, you know, the kids, the staff, the personnel, and the community as a whole, you know, just seeing us continue to move up and to the right, you know, as far as our progress.
So Dan, let's look at the bigger picture. You know, what is your vision for the future of education in this county? And then what tangible outcomes could you point to show that we're realizing and achieving that vision?
I mean, honestly, I think we're on the upward trend as far as our schools go. And my vision is to make us the very best that we can be. And that's kind of where I'm at. As I stated before, you know, allowing those actionable resources to be available, and allowing those things to be readily there for our kids, for our students, and our teachers, I think that's going to put us on the upward trend. I see us continually, you know, doing better. And, you know, my thing is just, I want us to be the best that we can be. as Taylor
Yeah.
County. And I think that's equal parts make the whole, you know, as far as we all strive for that together, I think that's what we're going to achieve.
So Daniel, let's take that to opportunities and challenges. We've got a plethora of both in this community. You know, what do you believe is the most pressing educational issue in our county, and how might you address it as a board member?
Well, one of the things that I see is, you know, because of our area, just the after school opportunities that we have for our kids, and, you know, just making sure that we reach all of those. You know, we've got our summer program starting. We've got our that'll be starting as soon as school's over. We've got our we've got some after school opportunities in the area, but I think we could definitely up that a little bit more and do that. I would like to see more, if not even us, maybe some more entities come in and help out with that. I think that's very important.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, and we could go on and on about the challenges. Let's flip to the opportunity side. What do you think are opportunities available to us in our community around education?
I mean, there's a lot of programs out there that I think that we could latch on to, and I think that would definitely put us in a better position. But I think that, you know, I think that when the opportunities are presented, we definitely reach for them. But I think that there's more out there, you know, that we could possibly go after.
Yeah, makes sense. And you mentioned earlier that you have people asking you, what do you do here or there? And I think community engagement is really important in this role. And so I'd ask, how do you plan to engage parents, teachers, and students really to ensure their voices are heard and incorporated into your decision making as a board member?
Well, the biggest thing is that's two way. I mean, I can talk all day long, but we've got to be informed. We've got to inform each other. You know, we've got to literally bridge that gap. And, you know, that's one thing that I always want to make sure is that I'm accessible to them, but they're, you know, and it's, they know that I can reach out to them and they can reach out to me at any point in time. That's the biggest thing is that, you know, I want that communication to be there, so that they know that myself and the other four members of the board, you know, that we're here for the right reasons for the community. That
Yep.
that's you know that's the basis and why I want to do what I do.
Excellent. So that makes sense. So hey, we're on the downslope now. Just two more questions. And this one's one of my favorite ones. And it's really, can you share a favorite memory or moment that reflects what you love about this community?
One of the biggest things, and it was hilarious. I hadn't been with Little Feet that long, and I was going down the so I'd worked with Walgreens before, but I just started with Little Feet, and I was going down the road and or walking up the road from Walgreens to Little Feet, and this car stopped, like abruptly stopped, and it was like this principal voice. Somebody said, "Get in." And I said, "What? Who is this?" And I looked, and it was Kathy Green, our superintendent that we had prior. And she said, "Did you like my principal voice?" And I said, "You scared me to death." I love the small community. I love that everybody knows each other. I love that I've been able to be blessed to be Mr. Daniel to the community, to be, you know, the guy who, you know, can, if he doesn't know somebody, he knows a guy and can help out. That's what I love about this small town is that we're all helping each other. You know, and reciprocally is the fact that this town came together for me, whenever I went through a personal tragedy, and they really rallied for me in that. And I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that's
So, you
awesome.
know, it's service is reciprocal. You know, that people do it for each other. We you know, this is just something that I know that I can help shape and mold this community.
Yeah, that's great. Daniel, as is customary on this program, we offer the candidate the last word. So, what message would you want to leave with the voters as we close out here?
I mean, the biggest thing is just to be informed. Know who you're voting for. Know what's what they stand for, and you know, make an informed decision. You know, you've got a lot to look at in this, and just make sure you are picking the right person. Your vote does matter.
Excellent. Daniel Dowdy, running for Board of Education out of the Western District. Daniel, thanks for coming on the program and good luck with the election.
Thank you very much.